C9, getting ready to read. Importance. Memories. Hannibal. Famous. Printer. Miner. Riverboat. Adopt. Passage. Successful. Style. Gift. Humor. 1. Things you remember are memories. 2. Well-known means famous. 3. A way of doing something is called a style. 4. Something given is a gift. 5. To take for your own is to adopt. 6. Ability to find fun in things is humor.
C9, a famous humorist. One of the best-known American writers is Samuel Clemens, whose pen name is Mark Twain. Born in 1835, Clemens grew up in the Mississippi River town of Hannibal, Missouri. As did many other young people of his day, Clemens dreamed of traveling on riverboats and of someday becoming a riverboat pilot. He used his memories of the life of a river town in his two most famous books, Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. As a young man, Clemens held many jobs. He was a printer, a gold miner, and for a time he was a riverboat pilot. During his pilot days, he adopted the name Mark Twain. This was a term used on the river to mean that the water measured 2 fathoms, or 4 meters, nearly 12 feet, which was deep enough for safe passage. Finally, Twain became a successful writer. He traveled a great deal, writing and speaking. He became very popular both in the United States and in Europe. Twain's style of writing was simple and direct. Among the things that he wrote about were superstitious people and people who were easily fooled. He used his unusual gift for humor to write about many things of importance. C9, a famous humorist. One of the best-known American writers is Samuel Clemens, whose pen name is Mark Twain. Born in 1835, Clemens grew up in the Mississippi River town of Hannibal, Missouri. As did many other young people of his day, Clemens dreamed of traveling on riverboats and of someday becoming a riverboat pilot. He used his memories of the life of a river town in his two most famous books, Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. As a young man, Clemens held many jobs. He was a printer, a gold miner, and for a time he was a riverboat pilot. During his pilot days, he adopted the name Mark Twain. This was a term used on the river to mean that the water measured 2 fathoms, or 4 meters, nearly 12 feet, which was deep enough for safe passage. Finally, Twain became a successful writer. He traveled a great deal, writing and speaking. He became very popular both in the United States and in Europe. Twain's style of writing was simple and direct. Among the things that he wrote about were superstitious people and people who were easily fooled. He used his unusual gift for humor to write about many things of importance.